Em mọi người Proverbs 19 and this too, isn't it? A man lacks discernment, maltreats his ways, and in his heart he blames God. This one is pretty strong. I'd like to kind of just talk about this little verse here for a little bit. First of all, to help you understand, maltreat would be the same as cruelly or with violence to oneself. To make a statement saying that you blame God is very strong, very strong. Let's kind of use it as a thought point. When you go get your driver's license, you go meet all the state requirements. You go and go get your driver's license. State made these laws to keep things safe, people safe. And if you meet it, then you can be able to drive. And the state gives you permission, but with still the authority or the power over it to be able to let you drive. They can make the rules and they can change the rules at any time, but they will let you know. But if you were going to drive and you went and did something and break the rules, who's to blame? You or the state? I'll give you something to think about when you say that. If God's in control, and there's many people that will say that they feel like God's in control and therefore my problems, my troubles are His fault. But He gave us free will to be able to make decisions, to choose to follow after what He had set as rules or not. And if we go and start breaking His rules, then there will be punishment on us, and not because of what He did, because of what we did. So then if we blame God for something that we did, it's wrong. And Jesus kind of used an example of this in a way in Matthew 7, verse 11. He said, "If you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask Him?" If God is so great, He's willing to give us gifts. With us being somewhat called evil, but He gives us great gifts when we ask. Why would this God contradict Himself and make us have bad things in our life? So then when we turn around and blame Him for our problems and something, He is holy, He is right, He is just in all things. And if we're woe to you who might be blaming God for who is perfect and right. Kind of expand on that, because that's something that's so great to go and blame something that's so perfect and so right. And it's something you want to stop and look back at your own self if you ever have an attitude. Or when you hear people say that, they have that attitude. Just think about that. Wealth has many friends, but a poor man is even forsaken by an existing friend. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he who accuses unrighteously shall not escape. Many men serve in the presence of kings, but every evil man becomes reproach to another man. Every man who hates his poor brother, he shall be far from friendship. Good understanding will draw near those who know it. And a man with discernment will find it. He who does many evil things perfects wickedness, and he who provokes with words, he shall not be saved. He who gains discernment loves himself, and he who guards discernment will find good things. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he who kindles evil will perish by it. Luxury is not profitable for a man without discernment, and it is not good if a servant begins to rule with arrogance. That means to boast yourself up, to think that you're better than others who you're trying to be a servant or over. A merciful man is long-suffering, and he boasts, sorry, and his boast goes against the lawless. The anger of a king is like a roar of a lion, but as dew upon the grass, thus is his grace. Pause there for a little bit and think about that. We consider God as our king. He's going to be the king of the kingdom of heaven that we are trying to press into. And he's got a roar when we disobey or don't want to live right and righteously. But just like dew upon the grass, which provides moisture for it to be able to grow, so is the grace of God that's given to us. Grace teaches us to deny ungodliness and worldly lusts, but to live righteously, soberly, and godly in this present world. That is a blessing upon that that's given to us to be able to help us live righteous, to understand the truth from the wrong. A son without discernment is a disgrace to his father, and vows paid with the wages of a prostitute are not pure. Fathers divide a house and properties to their children, but a wife is suited to her husband by God. A wife is a gift from God. A wife who loves and is caring is a great gift from God. Cowardice possesses a weak man, and the soul of an idle man will be hungry. He who guards the commandments keeps his soul, but he who despises his way shall perish. But one who has mercy on the poor leads to God, and he will repay him according to his gifts. Instruct your son, for thus he shall be hopeful. But do not lift up your soul in arrogance. A malice man shall be punished severely, and if he commits injury, he will also add to his soul. Jesus said for us to love our enemies, not to harm them. John the Baptist told the soldiers, he said, do no harm to no man. He was also warning them to tell them that if you do, all that you do upon those will be back upon you too, added onto your soul. Hear, my son, the instructions of your father, that you may become wise in your last days. There are many thoughts in the heart of a man, but the counsel of the Lord abides forever. Oh, praise the Lord. Mercy is fruit to a man, and a poor righteous man is better than a rich liar. The fear of the Lord is unto life for a man, and he shall lodge without fear in places where knowledge is not examined. I had to kind of think a little bit about this because in a way, in my mind, it was kind of twisted. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you do not have fear of the Lord, you're going to have no consequences to go commit sin. And you're going to start hanging around with people who are like-minded, who are sinners. So therefore, you will be in a place where the knowledge is not being examined of your sin. So that's kind of the breakdown of that verse. A man who hides his hands in his bosom unrighteously, he will not even bring them up to his mouth. When a pestilent man is punished, a man without discernment becomes more astute. But if you reproach a discerning man, he will understand perception. He who dishonors his father and pushes away his mother, he will be ashamed and reproached. A son who forsakes guarding his father's instructions, he will think about evil sayings. He who becomes surely for an undiscerning child despises the ordinances, and the mouth of the ungodly swallows judgment. Lashes are prepared for the intemperate, and punishment for the shoulders of those without discernment. I'll give you guys a verse for all the other boys tonight. You understand it? Marcus, I don't know if you'll be able to hear that, Marcus, or not, but I'll try to do the one for the young boys to try to remember for the verse for next Sunday tonight. All right. You boys had to choose a verse from chapter 18 and then talk about how you put that into practice. So I'll let you come up here and share that with us.
21. Life and death are in the hand of a tongue, and those who rule over it will eat the fruits thereof. And I can put that into practice and think before I speak.
Roberts.
1821. So, life and death are in the hands of tongue, and the hands of a tongue. But those who rule over it will eat the fruits thereof.
I got chapter 18, verse 19. A brother aided by a brother is like a strong and fortified city, and he is strong like a well-founded place. That means we need to get along and work together and help each other in time of need.
I got verse 5 of chapter 18, Proverbs. It is not good to admire the person of ungodliness. And it is, nor is it good to pervert righteous judgment. And I thought that I probably shouldn't admire people or certain people and not pervert judgment.
Proverbs 18:21. Life and death are in the hand of a tongue, and those who rule over it will eat the fruits thereof. I'm trying to learn to talk less and talk when I'm supposed to.
A heart of discernment gains perception, and the ears of the wise gain understanding. I can use that. I can learn from older people and try and make the best decisions I can.
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 15. A heart of discernment gains perception, and the ears of the wise seek understanding. And I can be that heart of discernment. I can try to gain perception and seek understanding, like the second half says.
Verse 13, he who replies to a word before he hears it lacks discernment, and this is a reproach to him. Kind of like replying to things that you really don't know, understand, just thinking you do.
I know. I had Proverbs 18, 6 and 7. The lips of a man without discernment lead him into evil things, and his rash mouth calls upon death. The mouth of a man without discernment is destruction to him, and his lips are the snare of his soul. Just to keep your mouth shut and don't talk all the time.
I had a couple verses in this chapter that kind of stood out to me. First one is, verse 8 of chapter 18. Fear destroys slothful men, and the souls of cowardly men shall hunger. And I just thought about how it takes courage just to be a good man and, you know, just do good things. And to follow the Lord, it takes courage. And for everyday life. And I also thought of verse 9, he who does not heal himself by his works, he is the brother to him who maltreats himself. And I just thought about how we should run to those things that help us, and sometimes for some reason our tendency is to run away from those things and to shy away from them, and to be proud and run away from God. And then the other one is about running to God. The name of the Lord, verse 10, the name of the Lord is of great strength, and when the righteous run to it, they are exalted. And that kind of goes along with what I was saying earlier. And the last verse that I thought of was verse 19, a brother aided by his brother is like a strong city, is like a strong and fortified city, and he is strong like a well-founded palace. And that one stood out to me because it's so true, you know. And I know that a lot of us in here have brothers, and it's hard to get along sometimes. But it's really a good thing when we help our brother.
Proverbs 18:13. He who replies to a word before he hears it lacks discernment, and this is a reproach to him.